Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so excited to bring you this episode. If you are feeling the waves of change, I want you to know, sister, you're not alone. I feel like this is what I feel like the hottest topic right now, the topic that seems to be talked about the most. Almost any entrepreneur that I am following, so many social media, so many personal development podcasts and books and posts that I am seeing are just sending out the reminder. And I think if I would be doing you a non-due diligence if I was not putting my two cents in and giving you my food for thought and maybe the permission that you've been looking for. So I know what it is like to feel like it's scary to rock a steady ship. And I get it, sister. I get it. It's when you are in your comfort zone, when you are getting things ready and things are just going smoothly. It is one thing to just stick with the ship because it's getting you to where you need to go. And it's another thing to recognize that you're going somewhere that you actually forgot about. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but what I'm saying is sometimes we will find ourselves showing up in a way that seems to be serving other people more than it's actually serving ourselves. And while it can feel selfish, it can feel like what you're doing is not helping others, I want to remind you that you set out on this journey to be the best version of you. It doesn't say be the best version of her or be the best version of him or show up like them or show up like her or be them, be what you think you need to be for them. I have been asked multiple times if I would lead a faith-based podcast, and I am really throwing up in the air whether or not I want to make it separate or not, but for this episode, I'm just going to bring it in here, and we're just going to go with the flow. I can't help but tell you that even though it feels like what maybe the ideas, maybe the thoughts, maybe the tug on your heart feels like you're not quite sure why or what you're supposed to be doing, but you just have this tug to make a change. And I want to tell you, the longer that you ignore it, the stronger the signals are going to be there. Until you listen to your calling, they're going to keep showing up, just like lessons. If you do not learn the lesson the first time, you're just going to keep receiving the lesson until you learn it. And I want to give you the permission that maybe you are looking for, maybe you need, to truly listen and follow your heart and ask yourself, does this bless me? I have lived by this motto for so long, and in my life, even now, I had to really ask myself, like, does this bless me? Does showing up this way bless me? Does doing this bless me? Is it actually beneficial for my family? Is it actually beneficial for myself? Because more than likely, if you do that little reevaluation, you're gonna find that you're showing up in a way that serves others because you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. And I wanna tell you, when you do that, while it can be beneficial for others, while it can help them, while you can be serving a purpose, you aren't serving your purpose. You aren't filling your cup, and you are gonna find yourself feeling run down and worn out. And you know, I don't have the exact answer. I don't have the exact thing. Maybe it's a small change that you need to make. Maybe it's just a change up of your routine. Maybe it's a change up of your values and what you are putting as a priority in your life. Maybe you need to just take the pause and reevaluate what you are putting as the most important thing on your list and make sure that you are one of those things on there. I have found myself feeling like if I am doing everything for everybody else, then I, quote, should feel better. And what we do to ourselves is telling ourselves how we should feel and what we should be doing. We're actually denying our call and our purpose that God has put on our hearts to truly be the version of ourselves that He has known all along. And the thing is, maybe you'll find yourself thinking like, but how could I? And who do I think I am? And you'll have doubts creep in. And that is the enemy telling you, trying to keep you steady. Because when you are steady, you are more likely to get knocked down because you let your guard down. When you get comfortable, you totally let your guard down and allow negativity to seep in because you are not being intentional with your time or your energy, and you're not giving yourself that excitement. You'll find yourself finding it really easy to give in to negative feedback, negative self-talk, because you're not combating it. What you don't realize when you are in pursuit, when you're in that hard place, when you're in that scary place, it may be hard, it may be scary, but you're building yourself up because you are truly bringing yourself joy by doing something that you are either excited about or you know that you should be doing. And so I want to tell you, when you're finding yourself going through these hard times, yes, it's hard. But this is my reminder to you that it's the armor that you are going to create during this hard time that is going to get you through the battle, that is going to bring you on the other side. The other side where God has visioned you already, the side where God knows you are meant to be, and you find yourself putting off those feelings. You find yourself not listening to your calling because you think it will make other people uncomfortable. But I want to remind you, your goal in life is not to please other people. But the cool thing is, when you listen to your calling, when you listen to your heart, and you show up as the best and true authentic self of you, it may feel selfish at the time, but when you take that time to actually pour into yourself, what happens is the best version of you outpours, and then it gets to change other people. There is this TikTok or a reel, whatever you want to call it, that says like, you cannot change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. This is my reminder that sometimes you'll find yourself showing up, being a certain way, acting a certain way, doing certain things because of other people and what they are expecting of you. And I want you to ask yourself, like, what does the world need? Like, what kind of version of you do they need? Do they need the version of you that shows up as a robot? Do they need the version of you who shows up with purpose and with passion and calling? Because when you get to be your true authentic self, that's when you can actually change lives. That's when you can actually help people. That's when you can actually glow from within by being the version of you that you know you're meant to be. So I don't know who needs to hear this right now. I know for myself, I do. And I have been listening to so many personal development podcasts, so many sermons, because here's the thing. There's a fine line between listening to faith and doing what you think that someone else wants you to do. And having faith is like the story from Moses, where he doesn't have the answer for everything. And it's so easy as humans that we just want to know the answer. We want to know the outcome. Here's what I want to tell you. The minute you start questioning it is the minute where you need to jump, because faith is knowing that He's going to catch you no matter what the circumstances are like. And I have said this time and time again, and I'll say it over and over. He's always been there for you. He's always helped you. He's always caught you. He's always been the one that no matter what happens, think of a time in your life when you thought was the hardest and the darkest time of your day, and you've gotten past your hardest days. It may feel hard. It may feel heavy right now, but I want to tell you that this is not the end, because you've been through harder days. And this is not the time when He doesn't show up. This is not the time when He doesn't guide you through this. This is not the time when you are not changing your life. So I want to give you the permission to maybe give yourself that pause and listen and recognize, are you showing up as the best version of you, or are you showing up as the version of you you think other people want or need you to be? Because what they actually need is you happy with yourself. Because when you're happy with yourself, you become the version of you that they have been praying for. So don't be afraid to share your struggle. Don't be afraid to share how you feel, because at the end of the day, you are truly going to change lives. When you share your struggles, it'll help other people find success sooner. Allow yourself to feel how you feel and take the change that you feel called to take. I appreciate you guys so much. It truly means so much to me to have this community of you guys who are listeners and just showing up every single week. I cannot tell you enough how much this brings me joy. And so I want to thank you so much. If this podcast brought you something, gave you some knowledge, or you feel like maybe somebody in your life really needs to hear it, I would appreciate if you would share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me. I would love, love, love to interact with you. Thank you so much. I love you. I mean it. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.